There was a bill that was debated this week in the Senate, Senator, that deals with farmers markets for seniors.
Yes, Senate Bill 373 talks about the senior farmers markets. And currently, 43 states take advantage of the senior farmers market grant program through the USDA. Missouri would approximately receive around $400,000 in grant money. And then each recipient, which would be a low-income senior citizen, would receive a minimum of $25 and a maximum of $50 to spend at local farmers markets and roadside produce vendors. It's a very important program. Not only would this help provide fresh produce, vegetables, and fruits to our senior citizens, but it would also help out our local farmers that would be able to accept these vouchers from the grant and utilize them to help feed our senior citizens.
This is one of those measures that probably people wouldn't think of normally, but it's something that's very interesting to know about.
Yes, it is. You know, anything that we can do to help out our low-income senior citizens, I'm definitely for, and we want to try and help them out, as well as providing them with fresh produce. And then on the flip side, just having our local farmers being able to sell more produce to our senior citizens, it's definitely a win-win for everyone.
You have a resolution that got some time on the floor this week that would address term limits, in this case, for Congress.
Yes. Senate Concurrent Resolution 14 deals with term limits for Congress. Currently in the state of Missouri, we as Missouri state senators and Missouri state representatives can serve 8 years total in each body. So we have an 8-year term limit. However, our federal counterparts of the U.S. senators and U.S. House of Representatives do not have term limits. So currently there are 79 members of Congress that have been in office over 20 years and 16 members of Congress that have been in over 30 years. My recommendation would be 18 years in either chamber for our federal counterparts. So you could serve 3 6-year terms in the U.S. Senate or 9 2-year terms as a member of the U.S. House of Representatives.
Another bill this week got a lot of time on the floor, and it's one that's become a perennial, I don't want to say favorite, but has been on the floor almost every year in the House and Senate for several years now, and it relates to Old Drum.
Yes. Senate Bill 376, which I'm the sponsor of, talks about Old Drum and making Old Drum the official state historical dog. There was an amendment on the floor that also added Jim the Wonder Dog from Marshall, Missouri, to make Jim Missouri's Wonder Dog. When we talk about these bills, we really talk about economic development, tourism, and a celebration of Missouri's history. You know, many times we get, whether it's small towns or big cities from St. Louis that come to legislature looking for money, whether it's historic tax credits, low-income housing funding, TIF funds, special tax breaks. Well, with our small rural communities, many times they don't qualify for any of those special tax breaks that come through the Missouri State Legislature. This would be one way in order to help out tourism and help out economic development, whether it's in Warrensburg, which is the home of Old Drum, or in Marshall, Missouri, with Jim the Wonder Dog. There would not be one taxpayer dollar that would be spent, and it would be well worth it. This past weekend, when Warrensburg, Missouri had the Old Drum Festival and had the biggest crowd yet that they've ever had. So I think it's just one way that we can help by recognizing these two dogs as Missouri State symbols that would help promote tourism within our communities and help with economic development and not have one taxpayer dollar to make these Missouri State symbols. You know, the history of Old Drum is such a rich history, and during the trial of Old Drum, that's where the phrase was coined, dog is a man's best friend. It was the first time that you had both Confederate and Union attorneys come together and work together for the first time, and many of them went on to later fame, whether it was George Graham Vest, who had the eulogy of Old Drum in the trial and went on to become a U.S. Senator, or any of the other three attorneys that went on to become Missouri Governor, another U.S. Senator, a U.S. Congressman, U.S. District Court of Appeals. So there's really a lot of rich history there. And in fact, there's a bust of Old Drum across the street from the Missouri State Capitol in the Supreme Court building that Supreme Court Justice Welliver put there. Many of the attorneys will rub the head of Old Drum before they go in for good luck before they go in and argue a case before the Supreme Court.